This recording relates to the drafting of information leaflets and consent forms for your research study. Your starting point should always be the template information leaflet and consent forms on the Ethics Committee website. The focus of this recording will be on a research study involving adult patients with capacity to give informed consent for themselves to take part in this research study, and who can give explicit consent for themselves for the processing of data in this research study. The focus will also be on a research study which aims to invite patients to participate and also aims to collect data from patients. This recording will address the most commonly arising issues in the use of the template information leaflet. Number one, it is a common issue for principal investigator to be named incorrectly. Please place the name of the Beaumont Hospital principal investigator at the Beaumont Hospital site into the first page of the template information leaflet. Number two, it is common for the principal investigator's title to be listed incorrectly. Please state clearly the title of the principal investigator. Please put yourself in the position of a patient attending Beaumont Hospital. Please use a term the patient is likely to understand when describing the principal investigator title. For example, consultant surgeon. Please provide the telephone number of the principal investigator. Issue number three. It is common for the data controller organization or the joint data controller organizations to be listed incorrectly in the information leaflet. Please ensure the organization or organizations which you list as data controller or joint data controllers in the information leaflet match the response which you have provided to question E2.2 in the ethics application form and the equivalent question in the data protection impact assessment form. Issue number four. It is also common for the incorrect data protection officer affiliated to the wrong organization to be listed in the information leaflet. Please ensure that you name the data protection officer of the data controller organization in the information leaflet. Please provide patients with the identity and contact details of the data protection officer in the data controller organization.